Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you all enjoyed 17 games on Wednesday. We're here to recap the news and notes from the day and get you ready for another full Thursday of baseball action. So let's get going here on the news and notes. Dominic Canzone of the Seattle Mariners. We mentioned on yesterday's show that Canzone left the game with a groin injury. Well, Canzone has now been placed on the IL with a right adductor strain, a.k.a. a groin injury, which Jonathan Clase was recalled from AAA, and he will likely split time with Mitch Haniger in Canzone's absence. Clase hit 176 earlier this year with the Mariners over 35 plate appearances, but at AAA, he hit 274 with 10 home runs and 26 stolen bases in 59 games. Bobby Miller of the Los Angeles Dodgers was optioned to AAA on Wednesday. He had made 4 starts since returning from the IL and had allowed 19 earned runs over 17 and a third innings with 12 walks and 9 strikeouts. 9 of those earned runs came in his last start. Miller will work with the Dodgers pitching staff at AAA and make a few starts before possibly returning to the Dodgers. Ricky Venasco will get the call from AAA to work in middle relief until the All-Star break. Walker Buehler of the Dodgers is in Florida working on his mechanics at Cressy Sports Performance. So the Dodgers letting their players go out and do things without the team to try to get things right. There's no timetable for Buehler's return just yet. The Angels are calling up 23-year-old Jack Kohanowitz. I looked this up. Kohanowitz. Jack Kohanowitz from Double A to make his MLB debut on Thursday as the starter for the Angels. At Double A, Kohanowitz made 16 starts, had a 4.55 ERA, a 3.65 FIP, with 79 strikeouts over 91 innings pitched. With Kohanowitz starting on Thursday, Tyler Anderson will be pushed back to Friday, while Davis Daniel was sent back to AAA. Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies had an MRI on his back and it came back clean. Remember, Wheeler left Tuesday's game with a back injury. It tightened up on him while sitting on the bench too long because the Phillies were scoring a million runs on Mr. Bobby Miller. There's been no official word yet if Wheeler will make his next start, but everything points to Wheeler starting before the All-Star break. Jake Fraley of the Cincinnati Reds was activated from the family medical emergency list on Wednesday, while Blake Dunn returned to AAA. Bryce Harper was out of Wednesday's game with a bruised hand, an injury that Harper suffered catching a line drive in Tuesday's game, his first game back from the IL. For now, Harper is considered day-to-day. Adam Mazira of the San Diego Padres is optioned to AAA on Wednesday. Mazira has made seven starts this season and allowed earned runs over 31 innings pitched with 19 walks and 21 strikeouts. Logan Gillespie was recalled to work middle relief till the Padres need another starter after the All-Star break. Kenny Rosenberg of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was recalled from AAA to add bullpen depth for now. At AAA this season, Rosenberg made 14 starts, though, so he's been a starter primarily in the minors, going to work out of the bullpen for now for the Angels. In those 14 starts, Rosenberg has a 3.74 ERA with 67 strikeouts over 77 innings pitched. A fun one in Atlanta, A.J. Smith-Shawver was optioned back to AAA just one day after he was recalled. So you can temper your optimism on that one, folks. Dylan Lee was recalled to join the Braves. Ramon Laureano of the Braves was placed on the IL with a left oblique strain. Brian Anderson was activated from the IL to take Laureano's spot in the roster. Mentioned on yesterday's show that D.L. Hall was supposedly in his last rehab start, but he took a comebacker off his arm and had to leave the game. Well, no break in the arm for now. It's just a contusion for D.L. Hall, and he'll be shut down for 3 to 10 days as the contusion heals before deciding what to do on the next step of rehab for D.L. Hall. Jordan Lawler of the Arizona Diamondbacks has been so close to returning to the D-backs, but once again, that's put on hold. Lawler suffered a hamstring injury on Tuesday, and he'll be sidelined for 6 to 8 weeks. Gabriel Moreno of the Arizona Diamondbacks was scratched for Wednesday's game with soreness in his back. Moreno should be available off the bench and hopefully return to the lineup for the D-backs next game. Ricky Tiedemann of the Toronto Blue Jays left his recent start at AAA with tightness in his left forearm. He'll be further evaluated, but it's a bit scary because Tiedemann's had injury issues in the past, like an elbow nerve issue earlier this season. Cody Bellinger of the Cubs was removed from Wednesday's game with an injured finger that he suffered from getting hit by a pitch. He'll have x-rays and be further evaluated after the game. At the point of recording, no news on that just yet. Dalton Varsho, the Toronto Blue Jays, was removed from Wednesday's game with a left knee contusion. He injured the knee diving back to first base to avoid a tag. Varsho is considered day-to-day. Bo Bichette of the Blue Jays left Wednesday's game with a right calf soreness, an injury that Bichette already spent 10 days on the IL with earlier this season, so this doesn't bode well for me, but for now, day-to-day until further news is given. All right, before we take a peek at the highlights from Wednesday and look ahead to Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Eugenio Suarez has woke up at the plate, folks. Suarez went 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs versus the Braves on Wednesday. Over the last 12 games for Suarez, he's hitting .317 with 4 doubles, 2 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 11 RBIs. I was thinking he'd be DFA'd at some point, but with Lawler getting setbacks, Suarez has woke up and looks like he's good to go for the time being. Sal Frelick of the Milwaukee Brewers had a nice game, a home run shy of the cycle, as Frelick went 3-for-4 with a double, a triple, a run scored, an RBI, and a walk. Over the last 13 games for Frelick, he's hitting .349 with 3 doubles, a triple, 8 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. Frelick doesn't have a ton of power, but he helps a little bit in all other categories. Lawrence Butler, this is a fun one. I mentioned on Twitter that I worked on an article that drops on Thursday at one of my Baseball HQ. And Butler went 2 for, and Butler's been just really, really good of late. He added on to that on Wednesday, going 2-for-3 with a double, 2 RBIs, a walk, and a stolen base. Over the last 9 games for Butler, he's had hits in 7 of 9 games. He's hitting .345 with 3 home runs, 6 runs scored, 9 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases. Butler has been starting every game in right field versus right-handed pitching, batting 7th most games. But on Wednesday, Butler was moved up to the 5 spot in the A's order. So more production could be following, but we got the power, speed, average. Everything's looking great right now. He's improved his strikeout rate to around 27%, give or take. It was over 30% in the minors. So these are good things looking for Butler right now. Hopefully this continues. Only 24 years old, so maybe figuring things out. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Tobias Myers of the Milwaukee Brewers shut down the Pittsburgh Pirates. 8 shutout innings for Myers, 4 hits, 1 walk with 6 strikeouts. Myers had 12 whiffs and a 32% CSW on 103 pitches. Over the last 7 starts for Myers, he's allowed 3 earned runs or less in 6 of 7. The other one, only 4 earned runs. Myers has thrown 45 and a third innings in those 7 starts, allowing 9 earned runs with 35 strikeouts. Started off the year really rough, spent some time back in AAA. He's come back and been a force in the Brewers' rotation. Shoto Amanaga put together a 3rd straight really good start after allowing 10 runs a few starts back. On Wednesday against the daunted Baltimore Orioles offense, Shoto Amanaga, 6 shutout innings, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Amanaga has 12 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 100 pitches. And in those last 3 starts since the 10-run blowup, Amanaga's thrown 18 innings, allowing 6 earned runs with 17 strikeouts. Kyle Freeland, kind of sneaky. I didn't think he was pitching this well, but he has been. On Wednesday night in Great American Small Park, Freeland, 6 2/3 innings, 2 earned, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 9 Ks. Not great for the whip, but the ERA and the strikeouts were there against the Reds. Freeland had 13 whiffs and an impressive 33% CSW on 93 pitches. And this is what really surprised me looking at this. Freeland has made 4 starts since returning from the IL. He's thrown 26 innings in those 4 starts with 5 earned runs. 21 strikeouts. Very surprised with this. But in the past, we've seen good runs from Kyle Freeland. He has had to be able to stay healthy. So something to monitor going forward. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. We had 17 games and a whole lot of saves today, folks. James MacArthur of the Royals. They had a doubleheader against the Cardinals. MacArthur picked up 2 saves, save 16 in game 1, save 17 in game 2. That's a biggie there for James MacArthur. Michael Kopech saved number 9 on the season as the White Sox beat the Twins in game 1. And then in game 2, Johan Duran picked up his 14th save as the Twins beat the White Sox. Jason Foley picked up his 15th save of the year as the Tigers beat the Guardians. Andrés Muñoz, his 15th save of the year as the Mariners took down the Padres. Clay Holmes saved 20 as the Yankees beat the Rays. There's Jeff Hoffman, everybody. 9th save of the year as the Phillies took down the Dodgers. Jalen Beeks picked up his 9th save of the year as the Rockies beat the Reds. Jose Buto picked up his first save of the year as the Mets beat the Nats of inning a third for Buto in that save. Mason Miller, 15th save of the year as the A's beat the Red Sox. And Paul Sewald needed this, folks. After three straight blown saves, ugly blown saves, Paul Sewald picked up his 12th save of the year as the D-backs took down the Atlanta Braves. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick peek at Thursday's action on the diamond. You got like five or six day games. You got a seven-game main DFS slate starting at 6:05 p.m. Eastern, an hour earlier than normal. Some pitchers I'm looking at, Tanner Houck versus Oakland. We've seen Bayo and Pivetta on back-to-back days getting 10-plus strikeouts against the A's. They strike out a ton, and Houck should have some fun there. Aaron Nola versus the Dodgers, if you want to be a little sneaky. Justin Steele versus Baltimore, if you want to be a little sneaky. And then Shane Boz versus the Yankees. Some of the bats I'm looking for on this seven-game slate, Boston versus Luis Medina, Houston versus Rodery Munoz, and Philadelphia versus Landon Knack. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, a lot of really good pitchers, but here's some of the matchups. Kevin Gausman versus Jordan Hicks, a little matinee by the Bay. Jack Flaherty makes his return versus the Cleveland Guardians. See how the back holds up on that one. It's Paul Skeens Day, folks. Paul Skeens versus Aaron Civale, Pirates, Brew Crew. See Paul Skeens dominate once again. Nestor Cortez versus Shane Boz. The Rays have scuffled versus lefties of late, but Cortez has had some really drastic home road splits, so that'll be a fun one. And then Shane Boz, his second start this season. But I said many more aces. You got Freed, you got Luis Castillo, and many, many more. So looking forward to that one on Thursday. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go check out pitcherlist.com. PL Plus, PL Pro, sign up, join the club. You will not regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord, gets you cool tools like PLV Plus, the awesome Weekend Fab podcast by Nick Pollock, projections, and so much more when you go to pitcherlist.com and sign up for PL Plus and PL Pro. Lots of great stuff. Get in the game over there at pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday's action on the diamond and get you ready for a full Friday of baseball. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Thursday, July 11th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.